local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Oh, beautiful afternoon and a Friday at that. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We appreciate it. Do not at all take that for granted. The text line is open at 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. As we get started here on a busy Friday, opening statements in former President Trump's hush money trial are expecting to take place on Monday, as the six alternate jurors have been seated and the 12 jurors are already in place.
What's happening here with the judicial system is an outrage, and all over the world they're watching it, and all over the world they're seeing it.
Of course, Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to Stormy Daniels. Meanwhile, there was chaos outside of the courtroom where Trump's trial is happening.
Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person.
Audio from CNN after a man set himself on fire in the designated protest area. Eyewitnesses say he threw pamphlets into the air before he lit himself on fire after dousing himself with accelerant. He is reported to be in critical condition. Israel launching a retaliatory strike against Iran. U.S. officials confirming missiles have struck a number of locations inside Iran, with no word yet on whether there were any casualties. Several explosions were reported near an airbase in the Iranian city of Isfahan, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. That's a look at our top three stories. Local headlines here in just a moment. Austin, we say good afternoon to you, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, bud?
I'm doing good. It's Friday.
Yes.
Looking forward to a relaxing weekend, as I know you are. You're going to be out at the Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. Yeah, so we've got family friendly fun.
Right.
It is free. Also, there is going to be food available for purchase. So it's a car show. You've got crawfish, and you can say hello to our sheriff deputies, and it's going to be a good time. And I assume the cat is going to be out there making an appearance.
Absolutely.
Once or twice.
Yes. So. And Brent Lane's going to be there too. So.
Wow. Okay.
And he loves it when you walk up and say hi.
All right. I probably won't make it out there, but sell him hi for me if you see
I will.
As we get rolling here, I thought it was interesting, and you know, looking at our national headlines, which we'll, of course, do here in a little bit later, but I thought it was interesting because, of course, we've now had a couple of Republicans come out and talk about a motion to vacate the House speakership, and mm-hmm. I was waiting. I look and just check a seat because, you know, Congressman Matt Gaetz, if you can say whatever you want about him, whether you love him or whether you loathe him, but he is very accessible when it comes to making his thoughts and opinions known. He's got his Firebrand podcast. He does interviews all the time. So you probably will know within short order where our congressman stands on things at any given time. But I was waiting for him to come out and address the Republicans who want to see a new House Speaker. And because, of course, Congressman Gaetz was at front and center of the last one that led to Mike Johnson being in the post that he is now. I thought it was very interesting, his reasoning for or against, and we'll play this comment here, so bear with us.
To break off together, that wouldn't be available. But here is what I regret to inform you. I do believe in a one-seat majority, there could be one or two or three of my colleagues who would take a bribe in one form or another in order to deprive the Republicans of a majority at all. And let me tell you what a Democrat speaker looks like. Their leadoff hitter will be declaring Donald Trump an insurrectionist and setting up a barrier to him being able to become the president of the United States if he is lawfully and legally elected, as I expect he will be. That'll be their leadoff hitter. And then the chaser to that shot will be a massive spending package that looks a lot more like the American Rescue Plan. They will blow past every concept of every cap ever imagined. You'll be looking at universal basic income. You could be looking at packing the Supreme Court. And so the risk that one or two of my corrupt Republican colleagues might take a bribe, take a walk, feign an ailment, and flip this thing to the Democrats is a risk that is too high for me at this time. But Anna,
Pretty clear there. So he's talking about, look, there's when he made the motion to vacate for Kevin McCarthy, there was a four Republican majority. And now, of course, we've had McCarthy himself resign. George Santos was kicked out. And I don't remember the third, but he's saying, hey, look, the majority is too thin for Republicans to screw around with another motion to vacate. And so it looks like, despite a couple of them putting it out that, hey, we might bring a motion to vacate here, depending on how these votes go tomorrow on Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan aid, that at least according to Congressman Gates, he is not supporting a motion to vacate for the House Speaker Mike Johnson right now. So I thought that was interesting. Just heard that a few minutes ago. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. First look at the roads here. Let's see. It doesn't appear like there's a ton going on in Pensacola. Maybe a little bit on Blue Angel Parkway if you are traveling northbound. That's going to be towards Lillian Highway. We've got some minor backups there, but nothing too severe. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling southbound, going by the high schools there, the Gulf Breeze schools, elementary, middle, and high. We do have some problems in that area, but it doesn't reach for very far. Let's see, Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, approaching Highway 87, you're going to have some slight issues there, but nothing too crazy considering this hour. And then the last big ones, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, very good. Looking at our forecast for the weekend, here's Alan.
The weather overnight, again, warm with lows in the 60s and a potential for some fog to develop as we head towards Saturday morning. Now, we've got a bit of a mix over the weekend. I think on Saturday, it's sun and clouds with not much of a chance for any rain on Saturday. However, on Sunday, clouds are back and the rain chance is about 60%. So it's a cloudy day and it's also going to be cooler on Sunday. So high temperatures Saturday, low 80s. High temperatures on Sunday, just around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. It's 4:16 here at News Radio, taking a look at our local headlines. We posted the link on our News Radio Facebook page earlier this afternoon, a GoFundMe set up by the family of the 16-year-old boy who was shot and killed last Friday at a house party on Wishbone Road, and family identifying him as Bryson Allen. 19-year-old Ethan O'Brien charged with manslaughter through negligence. Escambia deputies say that O'Brien was showing off a gun when it accidentally discharged and then allegedly fled the scene and was on the run before turning himself in at the Escambia County Jail. Again, Bryson Allen, the victim's name, family members looking to raise money for the family, and that GoFundMe link is available on our News Radio Facebook page. Also, not much known right now, but a fire downtown in Pensacola, Palafox and Cervantes area. This happened a little after 1 this afternoon. Multiple crews were on scene. A lot of white smoke reported in the area. We have not received any word of any injuries. Along those lines, firefighters will be out in the East Side neighborhood tomorrow as part of their smoke alarm Saturday, going door-to-door in the neighborhood, offering free smoke alarms for homes that need them. And if you don't have a working smoke alarm, you're going to be offered one, and they can also install it for you either right there on the spot or they'll make an appointment and come back and do it. But they'll be out from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow. U.S. Navy says they likely won't be meeting their recruiting goals again this year.
We remain in a very challenging recruiting environment. Our current projected miss is 6,700 against a 40,600 sailor mission, which is significantly better than what we anticipated at the beginning of the fiscal year and I remain optimistic that investments in marketing and data analytics will show additional progress.
Vice Admiral Richard Cheeseman there says despite recruiting being down again, they are up over 2,500 recruits compared to the same time last year. Good news for disc golfers and I guess just people who enjoy recreation, especially in Cantonment. Scambia County is looking into leasing the old International Paper Golf Course with plans to develop it into a park with disc golf, walking trails, a pavilion, and playground as well. A proposed five-year lease agreement would see the county pay $5,000 for the first year and then an increase of 5% each year. Commissioners are going to be reviewing the lease agreement at their meeting coming up next week. And Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier is going to be reopening sooner than later. It closed back in December for repairs, and the county says the work should be done by the end of the month. The work is about $4.2 million. Much of the damage came from Hurricane Sally back in 2019. We'll take a break here at 419. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Wedding Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about two bills the governor signed yesterday. One about social service organizations to promote themselves to students in school and school chaplains if parents and school districts opt in. Also, some road projects got you up to speed on those. The Foley Beach Express being a freeway now that the state of Alabama has purchased it. And US 29 and I-10 going to undergo some reconstructive surgery and lane reduction starting next week to affect your drive. All of those podcasts you can listen to at newsradio923.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I know I'm early on that.
I was about to say, it sounded like a double track there.
How much time would we have until we got to the chorus so that I could belt it out for all of Pensacola to hear? Because it sounds like we got a long time.
It's right here.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Anyway, just about 4:25 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Starting with something that I believe I missed in our last traffic update, so please forgive me. If you are traveling either north or southbound on Scenic Highway, this is going to be just south of I-10. If more specifically, it's going to be right at Bay Woods Drive, if you know where that is. They are diverting traffic from what a caller informed me. So if you are in that area, it does look like there's pretty heavy congestion. Once again, that's going both north and south over there. So be on the lookout for that. Beyond that, it's just a little bit of congestion here and there if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road. Maybe a little bit on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling southbound passing Gulf Breeze Middle and High School. We've got some backups there. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound if you are passing Windhaven Beach and then approaching Highway 87 especially. And then the last main spot is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
It will be another warm night overnight, lows falling down mainly into the upper 60s, and we might see some fog develop as we head toward Saturday morning. Sun and clouds during the day Saturday, most likely dry and warm with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, everything changes. Cooler air moves in, high temp only around 70 degrees, and we've got a pretty good chance for rain on Sunday at 60%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
I appreciate it very much, Alan. 4:25 here at News Radio, state and national news now. Florida's unemployment rate up slightly. The Department of Commerce says the state's jobless rate rose a tenth of a percent in March to 3.2%. Non-farm jobs increased by more than 10,000 in March.
And a new study is shedding light on Florida's property insurance crisis. The study by real estate company Redfin found over 70% of Florida homeowners said that they live in an area that's seen insurance costs rise or changes in coverage, such as being dropped by their insurer. That compares with less than half of homeowners nationwide. More than a quarter of respondents said they are or have been concerned that their carrier will stop offering them insurance.
Well, there's a new way for Floridians to request a vote by mail ballot. A new form for voters is now available in every county. People will need to provide their driver's license number and the last four of their social. The process will need to be complete for anyone who wants to vote by mail in any elections this year or in 2025. Under a new state law, residents will need to register for the process every 2 years.
And nationally, more conservatives are backing the effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. Arizona Republican Paul Gosar announced today that he's supporting the motion to vacate Johnson, put forward by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. And that comes as the House is moving forward with the bills to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
For months, the American people have had their national security interests placed on hold, recklessly, because of pro-Putin MAGA extremists like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. I got there. Today, Democrats helped pass a motion to bring the bills to a vote. Conservatives want Ukraine aid tied to funding for the southern border.
Well, Title IX rules are getting a major overhaul after a push from the Biden administration. The changes announced today came in an effort to boost rights of sexual assault victims and LGBTQ students, fulfilling a key Biden campaign promise. Colleges will now be allowed to use a lower standard to find someone guilty of sexual misconduct, reversing policies put in place by Donald Trump.
And the Maryland high school student who's accused of plotting a mass shooting will remain behind bars. A judge in Rockville today denied bond for 18-year-old Andrea Yeh, who goes by the name Alex. Montgomery County police say that investigators found a 129-page manifesto allegedly detailing plans for carrying out a school shooting.
There are reports that the Chinese embassy has been lobbying federal lawmakers against legislation that would force the sale of TikTok. Senator John Cornyn of Texas called that outrageous.
But I guess we should thank them for being so candid and so honest about who is affected by this bill.
Well, the current bill, which would force the owners of TikTok to divest or get banned, is getting fast-tracked in Congress. It's been attached to an aid package for Ukraine and Israel.
And more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been issued summonses for trespassing for protests held Thursday at Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the school's students have a proud history of protests, but they're not allowed to trespass. Adams says the university's president reached out to the NYPD for support after numerous warnings to students and others occupying the campus's south lawn.
Top three stories, recapping if you're just checking in with us. The opening statements in Donald Trump's hush money trial are expected Monday. The six alternate jurors have now been seated. Chaos today outside of the courthouse where Trump's trial is taking place after a man set himself on fire in the designated protest area. Eyewitnesses say he threw pamphlets into the air before he lit himself on fire after dousing himself with accelerant. He was last reported in critical condition. And Israel is said to have launched a retaliatory strike against Iran. U.S. officials confirming the missile struck a number of locations inside the country. No word if there were any casualties. Several explosions were reported near an air base in the city of Isfahan, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. A recap of our top three stories there. 4:30 Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute. We're back with a look at sports headlines and scoreboards for tonight and health, business, and science to follow on a beautiful Friday afternoon here in Pensacola. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. New details following Israeli airstrikes near nuclear sites in central Iran. Fox's Jennifer Griffin's at the Pentagon.
The target of the Israeli strike was an Iranian military base in Isfahan near Natanz. It was not the nuclear facilities themselves. The Israelis hit what they intended to strike, I'm told, based on the initial bomb damage assessment.
The Biden administration has pledged support for the defense of Israel, but add they want to see a de-escalation of the conflict. Opening statements scheduled for Monday in the Donald Trump hush money trial.
We now have a full jury as far as the alternates that were added today. And then of the 12 official jurors seated yesterday, the group includes a couple engineers, two attorneys, a financial consultant, a speech therapist, and a physical therapist.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Google says it will be restructuring its artificial intelligence teams. The announcement made by Google CEO Sundar Pichai, who's said that there was going to be a reorganization of the tech giant's leadership to accelerate its development of artificial intelligence technologies. It includes the establishment of a new team, which will be called Platforms and Devices. According to the company, the move has been in the works for over 2 years and was not due to any internal power struggles. The company said the move was made to speed up its integration of AI into its features. And the Federal Aviation Administration is continuing to look into the circumstances that led to a near collision between a JetBlue and Southwest airplane at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport on Thursday. Recordings show that air traffic control tried to direct a JetBlue flight to abort its takeoff when a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 for Orlando began taxiing across the runway. The two planes reportedly came within 400 feet of each other. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. The Dow up around 200 points. The Nasdaq off over 300. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Maggie Gray with a Sports Minute. Lions head coach Dan Campbell's attention to detail goes further than anyone knew. The team just revealed new uniforms, a reward for Campbell winning the NFC North. Yes, Detroit president Rod Wood said Campbell lobbied for the all-black unis that Campbell wore when he was a tight end for the Lions. We know Dan Campbell is notoriously aggressive, and now that extends to his preference for uniforms. I'm Maggie Gray.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger. The more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Scenic Highway, a little while back earlier this hour, we did have a report from a caller that Scenic Highway is diverting traffic. This is going to be just south of I-10, more specifically near Baywoods Drive, is causing congestion going both north and south, so be on the lookout for that still. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we just have a little bit of evening traffic there, nothing too severe. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, and Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, we were dealing with some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling southbound in front of the high school, but that has seemingly died down. Navarre Parkway still has a lot of backups if you're traveling westbound coming from the Windhaven Beach area closer to Highway 87. And the last main spot is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight, again, warm with lows in the 60s and a potential for some fog to develop as we head towards Saturday morning. Now, we've got a bit of a mix over the weekend. I think on Saturday, it's sun and clouds with not much of a chance for any rain on Saturday. However, on Sunday, clouds are back and the rain chance is about 60%. So it's a cloudy day and it's also going to be cooler on Sunday. So high temperatures Saturday, low 80s. High temperatures on Sunday, just around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 440 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, there's actually a good amount, starting with the NBA. The final NBA playoff bracket is going to be decided tonight with the 2 8-seed games. It's going to be Bulls at Heat at 6 o'clock on ESPN, followed by Kings at Pelicans at 8:30 on TNT. Two pivotal names that are going to be missing from tonight's action are Miami's Jimmy Butler and New Orleans' Zion Williamson. So if you're a fan of either of those teams, my condolences. In the NHL, the playoffs begin tomorrow with a TBS doubleheader. It's the Islanders and Hurricanes at 4 o'clock, followed by Maple Leafs and Bruins at 7. In the MLB, we've got a doubleheader on Apple TV+, starting at 6:20 with the Braves hosting the Rangers, and then it's going to be followed by the Diamondbacks at Giants at 9:15. Some more Floridian or some more local teams here with the Floridian teams here in the MLB. Rays at Yankees, that's going to start at 6:05, so maybe in hour three we'll give you a score update there. Marlins did fall to the Cubs today, 8-3. I knew Joe was kicking his feet for some reason. That must have been why. College football, adding helmet communication for FBS games as well as two-minute warning timeouts at the end of each half. FBS teams will have the option of using coach-to-player communications through the helmet of one player on the field, designated with the green dot like you see in the NFL. And then Arizona State football being put on probation for 4 years following recruiting violations under former head coach Herm Edwards. The program's also being dealt a fine, game vacations, scholarship reductions, and recruiting restrictions, the whole nine yards there. And lastly, in your sports headlines, two televised games tonight in NCAA baseball. It's Florida at number 13, Vanderbilt at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, followed by LSU at Missouri at 7 o'clock on the SEC Network.
And these were rain delayed from yesterday, right?
Or... No, Florida at Vanderbilt went earlier yesterday because of incoming inclement weather. The other game that was messed up yesterday was Texas A&M and Bama, but I think they did eventually play that. If they didn't, either way, I think LSU and Missouri was going to go anyway.
Gotcha. College football going with the helmet communication, putting it, of course, in line with the NFL. I think it's probably long overdue on that one.
Yes. I was kind of confused when you first did that because I had already done that story.
Well, so, no, I was.
Oh, so you were starting like a conversational thing?
That's right.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree. I mean, it's. It obviously, we've seen college football kind of branch closer to like a more professional game. And I don't just say that as a snide to the NIL deals and these players having agents and business transactions and all that. I think this is definitely good, though. I mean, the helmet communication between players and coach is part of just what makes the game more convenient for the team trying to strategize.
I think it'll help quarterbacks and their development for the next level, right? Because you go from reading cue cards to having to get the play in the headset and remembering the terminology that you're sharing to the team there. So,
and then the 2 minute warning thing, I'm cool with that. It's like, it's whatever. Yeah. It's just more like the NFL.
Yeah. Health, business, and science notes today. The FAA is investigating a near miss on a runway at Ronald Reagan National Airport in Washington. It happened yesterday morning when a plane crossed the runway as another was starting its takeoff. One was a Southwest flight, the other JetBlue. They were about 300 feet away from each other. I'm not shocked by this because I've flown in a few times to Washington, D.C., and especially with Southwest. I mean, those the terminals are like super close, and then you've got, I mean, they're just like lining one right after the other, and of course a busy airport. But good thing, no crisis happened.
Yes, luckily. And a new Consumer Report finds that some fruits and vegetables have an unhealthy amount of pesticides in high doses. It is recommended you eat watermelon, green beans, bell peppers, blueberries, imported celery, imported collard greens, and potatoes in moderation. Experts warn that those most at risk are children and people that are pregnant. Regardless, though, it is still recommended that you eat fruits and vegetables regularly.
You know, this is one thing that's a little frustrating for a guy that is kind of always thought about, you know, wanting to lose weight and have taken steps to lose weight and all that. Somebody will have a problem with anything that you eat.
Yeah.
Whether it's fruits, veggies, there will always be something. And
anything
like,
can kill
you. You know, you shouldn't have carrots because they have this. And, oh, you can't have broccoli because they've got this little thing.
Yeah.
Am I just supposed to graze in my front lawn or...
That, or I hear that photosynthesis is quite popular now.
All right.
So just, you know, it's like that SpongeBob scene. I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about, but he lays on the ground and opens like his arms and legs and goes photosynthesis.
Okay.
Just start doing that.
Okay. I'll give it a shot when we close out here.
Yeah. So if you see a grown man laying in the yard off North Davis Highway, don't be alarmed.
It's for my health.
Yes. Trump media is alerting NASDAQ of possible illegal activity driving down share prices. CEO Devin Nunes wrote a letter to the exchange dealing what he believes is naked short selling. A naked sale is when someone sells shares in an asset without first borrowing them or ensuring they could be borrowed. Typically, traders must first borrow a stock or determine that it can be borrowed before selling it short. Just about 4:45 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. Only a few main spots to look at right now. We were dealing with problems on Scenic Highway near Baywoods Drive. That's just south of I-10, but as mysteriously as it arrived, it appears that just about all of that congestion has died down. We do have a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street. Nothing too severe, though. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, or Highway 297A if you are traveling northbound towards Highway 97. Yes, numbers can be confusing at times. Let's see. Elsewhere, we got Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Still just minor congestion, nothing too severe. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. And then the last main one, Navarre Parkway, this is where you're going to see the most problems. If you are traveling westbound on the parkway coming past Windhaven Beach, as you start to approach Highway 87, you're going to have a lot of backups there.
It will be another warm night overnight, lows falling down mainly into the upper 60s, and we might see some fog develop as we head toward Saturday morning. Sun and clouds during the day Saturday, most likely dry and warm with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, everything changes. Cooler air moves in, the high temp only around 70 degrees, and we've got a pretty good chance for rain on Sunday at 60%. I'm meteorologist Devin Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
A bit rough week on Wall Street. Stocks closing mixed to wrap it up. The NASDAQ and S&P fell for the sixth straight session, their longest losing streak since 2022, believe it or not.
Wow.
The Dow Jones Industrial was up 211 points. The S&P 500 lost 43, and the NASDAQ dropped 319.
And then an emergency waiver will allow the sale of E-15 gasoline this summer nationally. The EPA issued the emergency waiver today, saying it will provide relief at the pump caused by the war in Ukraine and conflict in the Middle East. Previously, some areas of the country would be restricted from selling E-15. Is that just a hyphen? Or is that a minus sign,
E15? No, I think it's E15.
Okay, good. E15 gas in the summer months. So not E-15.
I mean, you could say E-15 just to cover all your bases.
Well, the first time I said it like it was a math equation. I said E-15.
Yeah,
yeah. Solve for X, everybody. but yeah, E15 gas. That's what it is. All right.
Pop culture. Hey, Austin, guess what?
What's up, bud?
Taylor Swift's new album is now out.
Oh, really?
And gave love to the Florida Panhandle, believe it or not.
Yeah. Little did you know your home's really only a town you're just a guest in. So you work your life away just to pay for a timeshare
head down and dusting Florida.
Maybe my new favorite song there.
Yeah, I mean, just on that alone, when she said a guest in, I'm like, reference to the Panhandle has got to be destined.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right away.
We were talking about it earlier, us in the newsroom, David and Steve, we were trying to figure out because Pensacola doesn't exactly lyrically roll off the tongue, and it would be difficult to come up with a rhyme.
Pepsi Cola.
Went down to a bar at a beach near Navarre, something like that, I think would be, you know, we could work in some lyrics there. I haven't done a deep dive on this, but I know other people have, is that it sounds like the Swifties have figured out that one of the songs was about Travis. The lyrics kind of paint the picture of them celebrating after the Super Bowl.
Okay, very romantic.
Yes.
American Idol star Mandisa is dead at 47. Her father confirmed her death to TMZ, saying it was unexpected and shocking. The 2014 Grammy winner and gospel singer was found dead in her Nashville home, and there's no news yet on the cause of death.
Prince William returning to public duties for the first time since his wife's cancer diagnosis. He visited a food charity and youth center yesterday. William has been absent from official engagements ever since Kate revealed that she was undergoing chemotherapy for an unspecified type of cancer.
And the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is out in theaters today. The Guy Ritchie film is inspired by true events surrounding UK Prime Minister Winston Churchill's and James Bond author Ian Fleming's secret World War II combat organization. It follows a group of fighters as they try to take down the Nazis and change the course of the war.
Yeah, like World War II movies.
Oh, for sure.
4:50, we'll take a break there. A recap of our top stories, wacky stories. Good news as well on Pensacola right now.
Celebrate this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk for their 22nd annual Crawfish Festival. Enjoy live music all weekend long by Swampland Revival, The Springs, Horseshoe Kitty, and many more. The 5K gets started at 8 Saturday morning, then fireworks Saturday night, and you'll definitely want to sink your teeth into some hot, juicy crawfish and enjoy beach-famous daiquiris while watching the sunset. It's all this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Find more online at BambooWillies.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside, and it's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new chin that baby built on top, and it's made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who you love.
I didn't see this. Texter sending us a Blue Wahoo's had some fun with the Taylor Swift Florida song.
Really?
They posted some, it looks like some alternate lyrics. tell me I'm despicable, say it's unforgivable. I love baseball. Take me to Florida. Downtown Dave, Mullet Man, they're both in Florida. I want to chase a bug. Of course, a reference to the bug chase the kids get to do. Double A is where all the best prospects are, so take me to Florida. I think the Pensacola Police also chiming in there. And a war of words with the mayor of Destin today, because, of course, Destin is just, you know, in a state of afterglow.
Elated. At the shout out that T Swizzle just gave him.
That's right. 4:53 here at News Radio as we press on ahead of the Channel 3 News at 5 update. Thanks to Texter for sending us that in. Top three stories today. Opening statements in Donald Trump's hush money trial are expected for Monday. The six alternate jurors are seated now. There was chaos outside the courtroom where a man set himself on fire in the designated protest area. Police say he was last reported to be in critical condition. And Israel launching a retaliatory strike against Iran, with missiles striking a number of locations inside the country. No word yet if there were any casualties. Also, what's happening on the roads as we wind down?
Well, let's see. We do have a couple of accident reports. One appears to be on Gulf Beach Highway, but it is not causing any congestion at this time. And there is another one on U.S. Highway 98. It's right at the intersection with Fairfield Drive, but it doesn't look. I can't tell if there's actually any backups caused by that, or if it's just this map is just kind of missing where exactly it is. But there are some backups at the intersection of Highway 98 and Fairfield Drive, particularly if you're traveling southbound on Fairfield. So if there is an accident in that area, now you know. Let's see. If you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway, this is towards Lillian Highway. We still have some issues in that area there, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards I-10 or traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, still giving us some issues. And just north of that, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Cone Drive towards Highway 297A, we've got some backups there that do bleed on to 297, traveling northbound in that area as well. Beyond that, Navarre Parkway and Caroline Street are the two biggest problems right now. If you're traveling westbound on the parkway, coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, we still got some problems there. And then as for Caroline, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, it's just some typical evening traffic in that area.
Austin, there's a texter that has chimed in saying there is actually a song about her hometown written by Jimmy Buffett. Lola
really?
Loved Frankie. Frankie loves Lola on their second honeymoon in Pensacola. If you would be so kind, I would like to know if you would be able to pull that up in the chorus so we can hear a little bit of that here. I will.
And what
take
did you
over.
Say that was called?
I don't know what the actual song name is. It's Jimmy Buffett who wrote it. I would assume if you just put in Jimmy Buffett, Lola, Frankie, you'd probably get somewhere on that.
All righty, let's see what
it will be
here.
Another warm night overnight. Lows falling down mainly into the upper 60s. And we might see some fog develop as we head toward Saturday morning. Sun and clouds during the day Saturday, most likely dry and warm with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, everything changes. Cooler air moves in, the high temp only around 70 degrees, and we've got a pretty good chance for rain on Sunday at 60%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, taking a look at some of our wacky stories. The FAA, Austin, is investigating a flight from earlier this month. It was last week. That was carrying the Colorado Rockies baseball team. Video posted to Instagram shows the team's hitting coach sitting in the cockpit at cruise altitude while the autopilot was engaged. While the hitting coach, his name Hensley Mullins, was sitting in one of the pilot chairs, the video also pans to show one of the other pilots sitting next to him. In the video caption that has now since been deleted, Mullen says, quote, "Thanks to the captain and first officer of our United Charter that allowed me this great experience." United says, quote, "We are deeply disturbed by what we see in that video. Austin, fair or foul, you had one of the pilots sitting next to him. It was an auto mode or whatever
autopilot.
They call it, cruising autopilot there. Fair or foul, the United Airlines making an unnecessary big deal about this."
I do think it's unprofessional. I get that it's all in good fun, but it is a matter of we cannot set the precedent of letting unauthorized people into the cockpit, especially sitting in the seat. Like, nah, I understand why they'd be like, hey,
look, you
want to
take a group of kids in before takeoff and let them kind of look around. You know, we did that on our school field trip back in elementary school. But
exactly.
A different story when it's 30,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, when you're in the middle of the action, that's a no-go.
Especially with all the issues Boeing is having right now.
Absolutely. I did find that Jimmy Buffett song. Right. I think he says it early. Let's see if I got it right here.
Lola loves Frank. Frankie loves Lola on their second honeymoon in Pensacola.
There it is.
There it is.
Very good. Thank you very much, Texter, for that. Take that, Tay-Tay.
Yeah, Jimmy did it first, and he did it better.
That's right. Coffee chain Tim Hortons accidentally sent an email telling thousands of customers they'd want a $40,000 fishing boat. Now a bunch of angry Canadians are demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit, A guy named Darren Stewart Jones. Did you get that?
Yes, all right. I got it.
A guy named. You seem disappointed by my Canadian impression there.
Well, just because that ain't how a Canadian says it. You know what I'm saying?
A guy named Darren got an email from Tim Hortons Wednesday telling him he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat. It was the grand prize in the contest they had been running called Roll Up to Win. So as you imagine, he's super stoked about it.
Yeah.
An hour later, a buddy called saying that he had also won. Tim Hortons told everybody that they won the boat. So thousands of people, they sent a follow-up email telling people to disregard the boat thing. The fine print says Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error made. So that class action lawsuit probably... not getting very far there.
Yeah, Tim Horton covering their behind there. And quick good news here. The National Park Service is encouraging Americans to get out and explore to kick off National Park Week. All national park sites that that charge an admission fee will be free to enter tomorrow. National Park Week runs through April 28th, and each day includes a theme such as discovery, volunteering, and Earth Day.
It's Gulf Islands National Seashore right there.
Yes.
4:59, that'll do it for us this hour. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next.